Welcome, everybody. This is the Product Development Roadmap. And I want to welcome you onto the call. Thank you for, number one, investing in your own success by joining us. And then, of course, thank you for also investing your time and your energy and taking the steps that we're going to give you during this program to move you from ideas into action and implementation around your product empire. So before we jump in, I always like to tell folks that there are a couple of things waiting for you at the end of this call. So if you're around your kitchen, you're making coffee, making lunch, kissing the dog, whatever you're doing, stay tuned in with one or both ears because it will be worth your time. There's a special gift waiting for you at the end of this call, whether you call it a gift or a reward or a bribe. It's definitely going to be worthwhile hanging out until the bitter end. So let's go over our agenda very quickly, and then we'll dive right in. I'm going to pack as much as I possibly can into this 60-minute call so you can go and be productive, pun intended, in your business, in your work, to whatever extent you want to. And there are also a couple of resources and some things that might help you that we'll talk about later. So we are going to talk about designing a product strategy that fits your particular business. We're going to talk about how to discover and evaluate potential niche markets because it's very difficult to market and sell products to everybody. And we're going to talk about why, and we're going to talk about how to identify your somebody or your somebodies in particular. We're also going to talk about a simple, repeatable process that you can use for guest-free product development that ensures that you only create products that your target market will be eager to buy. So no more dud products. We're going to talk about packaging and promoting and pricing your product to optimize your sales and your profits. We're going to talk about setting up super simple back-end systems to handle your online sales. We're going to look at some no-hype, high-integrity methods of selling literally thousands of dollars of products every time that you speak or train or coach and consult. I'm going to walk you through a live ammo example. It's not my empire that I'll be showing you, but it's a client that I've worked with for years who's just very, very successful at mastering this, and you can certainly look at his empire and sort of model his success. That might be worth the price of admission on this call right there by itself. We're going to talk about developing a continuing stream of new prospects to fill your professional practice and your marketing database, how to build long-term recurring revenue into your business model using licensing and certification programs. If something like that is in your future or of interest to you, we'll touch on that. And then we're going to look at how to do all of this in a specific, structured, and stepwise way to short circuit any feelings of overwhelm and so that you regain full control of your business and your income and your life. And one of the things we're going to talk about specifically, when I say regain control, I mean unlink, disconnect your revenue-making potential from your personal time, attention, and presence. A lot of us on this call, and I used to be here as well, and I'm still there to some extent, but a little bit less so today. A lot of us have our revenue, our profitability, the amount of money that our business generates is directly tied and solely tied to your personal time, attention, and presence. So when you're on vacation, you're on the beach, your business isn't making money. When you're feeling sick and you're in bed and you can't be out speaking, training, coaching, consulting, delivering, writing books, giving speeches, consulting, doing programs, your revenue goes from whatever, thousands, tens of thousands, down to zero for that period of time. With a product revenue stream, you're going to smooth out some of those hills and valleys, and you're going to have both higher highs and higher lows. I want you to circle that somewhere. Circle that sort of on, if you're taking notes, if you're sort of following along here, the whole purpose, financially speaking, of a robust product development game plan and a product development strategy is so that in your business, you're not going to eliminate feast and famine, but you are going to smooth it out so you have higher highs and you have higher lows. Very, very, very important. Okay, so let's talk about your product strategy. I want to just jump right in here, start throwing all kinds of crazy ideas right at your head right from the get-go. This is about creating products with intention. And let me back up a step and define what I consider creating a product to be. Because some folks have a very limited idea in their mind. We talk about product development, creating a product, adding products to your business. It could be you wanting to write a book. It could be producing audio or video or online assets. It could be package a coaching or consulting program. It's really anything that helps you productize your expertise. It does not necessarily need to be a product you hold in your hand, a physical product, although sometimes it certainly can be, and sometimes it certainly is. Let me tell you a quick story. I was working with one of my clients who was a very gifted speaker who'd been working a long time in her niche. And she would go from keynote to keynote, seminar to seminar. Finally, she got tired of having 100% of her income tied to her personal time, attention, and presence. She said to me, David, I need products. And I have a crazy busy schedule coming up over the next 2 to 3 weeks with some really good opportunities to be in front of a lot of people and a lot of prospects. If I had a product, I could sell a lot of product because I'm well known. These people know me. They love me. They respond to me. I've never had anything to sell them. I'm missing an opportunity here. So let me also be clear as far as the rest of this story. Quick sidebar on this one. She was not speaking to audiences of thousands and thousands of people. Her typical audience size was probably like yours and mine, between 50 and 250 people at state, regional, citywide conferences. So this is not, oh, I'm keynoting for 7,000 people. This is, I'm in front of a room of 50 people here. I'm in front of a room of 80 people here. I'm in front of a room of 120 people here. With no product, her product sales were zero, obviously. So she asked me, what's the easiest product I can create? And we decided that the easiest product for her wasn't a physical product at all. It was to package and sell access to her time and to her expertise. So we created a single 8.5 by 11 inch piece of paper. Long story short, she emerged from those 2-3 weeks of speaking engagements with over $20,000 of coaching and consulting clients because we packaged up 3 levels. It was simple. It was A, B, or C. It was the Goldilocks coaching and consulting formula, small porridge, medium porridge, large bowl of porridge. And we're going to talk about pricing and sizing and supersizing and bundling later in the call today. But long story short, she did these 3-4 programs over the course of that 2-3 weeks, $20,000 from a single 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, no physical product, just a well-thought-out productizing strategy that took her time and her talent, packaged it, bundled it, put a price on it, gave her an additional investable opportunity. And people invested, and she is way ahead of the game, and she's been selling that similar. She has physical products, of course, as we a couple years ago. But the point is that 2-3 weeks from today, there's nothing to stop you from doing the same thing. Whether you coach, consult, train, speak, facilitate groups of any size, if there's an opportunity to invest with you, a certain percentage of people will take it. So your product strategy needs to fit you. It needs to fit your personal strengths, your preferences, and the needs of your particular business. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. A lot of people get overwhelmed and confused and analysis paralysis, and they start spinning themselves in circles with, products. Oh, products are so hard. Products are not hard if you follow this next piece of advice. The product development approaches and the media that you choose to develop products in, they have to fit. They have to fit your personality, your strengths, your particular business. If you love writing strategies, focus on writing products. If you love coaching and consulting, develop coaching and consulting products like my client did in that story just now. If you love training, develop training products. If you love video, develop video products. So the key to your product development game plan is for yourself and knowing yourself as you do, you have to make it easy, effortless, and enjoyable. And I come back to those three E's all the time. You guys that have heard me present before, heard me speak, heard me at NSA, been on some of these previous calls, you should have E-E-E. You should have those three E's tattooed on your forehead, because everything I'm going to tell you to do in my free programs, in my paid programs, in my one-on-one consulting, everything I do says, listen, let's figure out for you what's going to be easy, effortless, and enjoyable. Okay, next, let's talk about evaluating and discovering potentially new niche markets for you. The key to this exercise is figuring out how you can repackage and reposition your expertise to meet a hungry market where the need is obvious and the demand is unmet. Let me go over that because that's a pretty good soundbite that you can carry with you. You need to repackage and reposition your expertise. Not a lot. Sometimes it's only 5, 10, 15% shift. Repackage and reposition your expertise to meet a hungry market where the need is obvious and the demand is unmet. Now, when we work on this together, my clients always start out saying the same thing, and I can hear this in your head. You're saying this on this call right now. But David, everyone can use my sales program. Everyone needs my healthy eating program. Everyone needs to be a better communicator. Everyone can be a better parent. And my answer to that, my friends, is that everybody doesn't buy products. You can circle that one, highlight it, underline it a couple times. Everybody doesn't buy your product. Somebody buys your product. And if you do this the right way, a whole bunch of somebodies will buy your product. So let me repeat that. The reason that you must not market, and this is true with your services, your consulting, your speaking, but we're talking about products today. The reason that you must not market to everybody is everybody doesn't exist. Only somebodies exist, and it's somebody very specific. They have a name, they have a face, they have circumstances, they have problems, challenges, heartaches, headaches, and they are seeking answers. Now, the beauty of this for you is that these are answers that you probably already have embedded in your products, embedded in your coaching, embedded in your handouts, embedded in your PowerPoints, your toolkits, your audios, your videos, your online training courses, whatever you may have. And you may have nothing right now, but you may have the seeds of the exact product that needs to be created. So here's how to look at it when we talk about sort of niching and really finding that hungry market that's out there for you. I'm going to take one step in your direction. I'm going to give you a gimme. All right, here's the gimme. I'm going to assume that you're right, that everyone can probably use what you're offering. Everyone can find some value in it. Could be low, could be medium, could be high. Here's the key question. Here's what I want you to take away from this call. You need to identify the folks who can use it the most. So everyone can use what you're offering. I'll grant you that. Don't really agree with it, but I'll grant you that for the sake of argument. Your job is to identify, target, specify, and focus on the folks who can use it the most. Let's walk through a couple examples. Let's say you have a beauty and wellness program. By the way, I made the intentional choice to go through my little outline today. You know, I always talk about sales and marketing and marketing and sales because that's my world. And then my clients and my prospects and my friends say to me, David, it's easy for you because you're selling marketing stuff, and marketing has a direct line to money. So I made an intentional choice today not to use so many marketing and sales examples. We're going to go into health, wellness, leadership, team building, some of the softer set things, some of the things that are not bottom line, hard money on the table. So just so you know, I'm listening to your feedback. I appreciate your feedback, and I'm operationalizing your feedback. So I had a couple clients in this niche, actually, and I still have one. Beauty and wellness, right? Beauty and wellness. If that's your topic, if that's your expertise, that's the product empire that you're building, think about who is most desperately in need of looking and feeling beautiful. Now, I'll give you some examples because we did this with one of my clients. Maybe it's cancer patients. Maybe it's cancer patients who are looking and feeling dreadful. Maybe it's women over 60. Maybe it's overweight teens. Maybe it's none of these, but I guarantee you it's not everybody. Try to develop products for everybody and you'll go broke and be frustrated and sad. And you don't want that, and neither do I. So it doesn't matter if your topic is communications, your topic is leadership, your topic is trust. You're, you know, think about who needs it the very most, right? So, I mean, let's even go down trust for a minute. Trust is a very squishy, very out there kind of topic. Well, who needs trust? Maybe it's people doing mergers and acquisitions. Maybe it's people doing high-risk, high-stakes deals. Maybe you become the trust expert for high-risk financial mergers and acquisitions. And again, I'm not just putting this out there. This is another case study, another client of mine who is a trust expert. So, okay, well, you know, where are the biggest gaps? Where is trust the most expensive, dangerous, volatile issue? And he said, well, it's in the world of high finance, venture capital, private equity, mergers and acquisitions. I said, great, do you know that world? He says, oh, I've worked in that world for 20 years. But again, it was right in front of him, and he didn't see it. So I'm going to simply encourage you, take your expertise, turn on your radar scope, and figure out who needs it the most. Where are the biggest gaps? Because that's where you can deliver the biggest value. Now, let's talk about a simple, repeatable process for what I call guest-free product development. This is going to ensure that you only create products that your target market is eager to buy. There are 7 steps. You can write this down. If you hang out to the end of the call, you'll get the transcript. You'll get all the resources, all the word-for-word stuff that we're going over here today. But I'll give it to you now sort of quick and dirty, and then we'll kind of go through it, unpack it in a couple of minutes here later on the call. So here are the 7 steps. The 7 steps are scan, survey, analyze, productize, test, package, and deliver. I know you want me to repeat it, so I'm going to repeat it. 7-step process. Number 1 is scan. Number 2 is survey. Number 3 is analyze. Number 4 is productize. Number 5 is test. Number 6 is package. Number 7 is deliver. Let's go over that for you so you put some meat on the bones. Step 1 is scan. Scan is simple. Do a competitive scan and see what else is out there that solves or claims to solve the same pains, problems, heartaches, and headaches as your brilliant product or program. And I'm going to come back to that claims to solve issue a little later on during our time today. But you have to know what alternatives and competing products are out there. Otherwise, you'll have a very hard time with articulation and distinction. And that's going to come later on. We'll talk about doing your zero draft marketing copy. You have to articulate the fabulousness of your program or product. If you don't know what the competition is doing, you're not going to have any idea what to articulate or how to distinguish yourself from the crowd. Step 2 is survey. I'm a huge believer that you absolutely must survey members of your target market. When I work with folks individually or in groups, we do a very detailed survey step, and you get models and templates of surveys that I've used and my clients have used with great success. So the questions are simple. I'll give you a starter set of questions right now, so you don't need to come back to me for anything. You don't need to buy anything if you don't want to. The questions are simple. So you've articulated the problem, the pains, the heartaches, and the headaches, and you ask questions like, which of these aspects of the problem are most urgent for you? What are you looking to solve? What have you tried to solve it so far? Why hasn't that worked? What would a dream solution look like to address everything that you need and want when it comes to this kind of problem, this kind of challenge, this kind of issue in your world, right? So step three then is analyze. This is where you collect and collate all the data that you've received using simple tools like SurveyMonkey or Zoomerang.com. I also strongly recommend more personal interviews during the analyze step, where you can spend quality time with folks in your target market and learn more intimate details about what they're up against and what they're dealing with in your area of expertise. So you need to go deep here. This is not, oh, yeah, I think I know what they want. You know, I think this is kind of a common thing. Again, guess-free product development is you do the work up front. You have a bullseye product that just hits a total home run for exactly what they're up against, exactly what they need, exactly what they want, and then you sell the heck out of it. So no guessing, no winging it, no quick and dirty cutting corners and cheating. This is pretty intense, because the products I want you to develop and the products that we do develop, should we decide to do some fabulous things together, are going to be really top-notch, awesome products that you're going to be proud to put your name on and put your branding on, and they're going to represent the best and the highest work that you can deliver, quote-unquote, in a box, as a packaged product, program, audio, video, DVD, e-learning, whatever it might be. So we're not talking about just packaging up crap and shooting it out there. There's an intense preparation and research process. In the analyze step, just to get back into my seven-step model here, the point of this is to surface the deeper needs that lie beneath the waterline, beneath the iceberg, that everyone else is claiming to help them with. You know, they're all at the top 10%. We want your product and your program to go all the way down to the other 90% of the iceberg. This is going to put you miles ahead when it comes to offering what I call the at last product. The product or the program that people pick up and say, wow, dude, where has this been all my life? This is exactly what I need. Step four is productize. This is where we start to put the pieces together. There are two parts to your productize step. One is writing your zero draft marketing copy. This is the skeleton. This is the short phrases, the keywords that capture what your product does, what it means, why it's faster, smarter, better than anything else out there. The second half of productize is to put the skeleton product out there, what I call the bones of your product. The snippets, the scripts, the tools, the templates, the worksheets, the checklists, the forms, any other raw material, PowerPoints you may have, PDFs, whatever you have to throw at this thing. Just make a big folder and put everything in there. Now, a lot of people, they're paralyzed at the beginning. Well, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to write. I don't have a whole lot of stuff for my product. Just collect anything and everything you have. Scribbled notes, post-its, PowerPoints, lecture notes, program descriptions, speeches or trainings or programs or consulting packages that you've sold and delivered in the past. If it's anything to do with this product, if it's related in any way, stick it in the folder, and I'll tell you what, here's the dirty little secret. If you just do that, you'll be between 50 and 80% done. All that's left is editing, pruning, organizing, and sequencing. I'll repeat that if you need it. Editing, pruning, organizing, and sequencing. And again, we have a system and a method for doing this, which you'll gain access to if we decide to do some fabulous work together, and you'll get more details on that later in the call. Step five is testing. Testing is critical for two reasons. First, you'll test your beta product with real live prospects. Here's the soundbite for you, quote unquote, and again, you'll have this, we're recording this, so you'll have the recording that's also going to be in your transcript. I'm in the process of developing a new product to address problems X, Y, and Z. Because you're someone whose opinion I respect, May I send you the beta or draft product? I'd love to get your advice, insights, and recommendations on how to make it better and more valuable. Now, you're doing two things with that soundbite. You're doing two things with that script. Number one, you're doing live ammo testing. And number two, you're doing pre-marketing to folks in your exact target market. So people say, oh, testing is kind of a drag. Yeah, well, you know, testing is a drag if selling is a drag. You know, if you don't want this overwhelming demand, this pent-up demand for your product as soon as it hits the shelves, then don't test. You know, keep it a secret. Keep it under wraps. Don't tell anyone. That's a recipe for success, right? Not. Okay, step six. Step six is to package. And the packaging step is both internal and external. Internally, you're packing up the final product, edits, revisions, improvements based on your surveys and feedback. You're making important enhancements that will make your product both more saleable and more valuable to your buyers. Externally, you're working on the physical packaging. So if it's a physical product, things like book cover design, CD or DVD packaging, graphics, etc., the marketing packaging. And you're also revisiting your zero draft marketing copy, that loose collection of kind of sound bites, headlines, subheads, and bullets. And you're making adjustments to what you're promising people, what you're promising to solve, based on the feedback and the urgencies and the priorities that you've uncovered in your target market with those surveys, with those interviews. Finally, step seven is deliver, product delivery. What does that mean? That means it's game time. You're primed, you're pumped, you're packaged. This is where you begin to offer your product for sale. It's back of the room sales, it's online sales. You start to bundle and supersize your product with other products or programs that you may already be selling. And of course, if it's a coaching or consulting package, then you're literally starting to deliver the program with your first batch of clients and customers with whom you're working. So now that seven-step process that I just laid out, it's simple. I understand that it's simple, but not easy. Each step can take you anywhere from a week to a month, sometimes more if you get stuck or scrambled or, you know, screwed up in the head. You may need various people on your team to help speed the process. What do I mean by that? I mean a ghostwriter, an editor, a graphic designer, a webmaster, audio or video editing folks, a fulfillment company. When I work with folks one-on-one, we work through all of that together and take away the overwhelm so it's no longer this confused mess of 17 different people to hire and 127 moving parts. Another bonus that you'll often find as you work through this process, you'll sometimes come out the other side not with one product, but possibly with two or three. The process simply lends itself to that, and maybe you end up with a version for men and for women. Let's say it's a dating product, right? You might end up with something for leaders and for team members. You might end up with a product for parents and for kids, right? There's often two or more sides to any type of product or program, and these naturally emerge from the product development process as you're going through it. 5 points for me. I didn't say marketing. I didn't say sales. No marketing and sales examples in that one. All right, let me stop there and hear from you. We're about the halfway mark here. Understanding what we've talked about so far, I'm going to unmute the call here in a second. Talk to me very briefly, very concisely about your product development questions, or please share the kind of product that you're interested in creating. Let's have a little conversation around that. All right, so the lines are open. Who'd like to jump in first?
This is Kenny Zale in Atlanta.
Hey, Kenny, go ahead.
Okay.
I have a team-building board game. That's a little bit different than what you've been talking about.
I love it. No, I love it. Board games, card games, all that stuff is brilliant. Love it. And thank you for expanding the scope of our conversation today. There's all kinds of fun things you can do with learning games, learning tools, card games, board games, electronic games. Great idea. If somebody has some background noise or background conversation, please press star 6 because we can hear you ordering lunch or talking to one of your employees. Just hit star 6 so we don't need to hear that background noise, please. Who else can jump in either with a product marketing idea or a product marketing question that you have?
Hi.
This is Mark Farm in Atlanta.
Hey, Mark, go ahead and just speak up a little bit to get over that background noise. I apologize for someone who's not using Star 6.
Okay,
sure,
so
no problem.
Open up a leadership center?
Yeah, so my product is tools and techniques to help create better relationships. So there are
better relationships with who?
Anti-bullying, relationships between coworkers and between bosses and the people that are better.
Oh, fantastic. Awesome. So it's a relationship product for bosses and coworkers.
Right.
Coworkers
right.
with the boss with the coworkers, coworkers with each other.
Exactly.
So that could even be three products, getting back to our point earlier, right? I mean, is that where you're going with it, or is it all just one product and it's all sitting together?
No, I think exactly that. I think that it's all three. The question you would then become, if these are the core of what you're looking for, it kind of resides in the research.
Okay, got it. Fantastic. Hang on one moment. I'm just going to go back into kind of presentation mode only because of the background noise, and I apologize again. Folks that are not cool with the phone etiquette make it tough to have the open Q&A. But we will circle back to some of these things later on the call in the next couple of minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Product development memo to me. Send out telephone etiquette email to all registered participants. I sometimes do that. The last couple of calls I've been lucky. It really hasn't come up, but today's session has perhaps awakened my interest in doing that again. All right, let's move on. I promised to talk about promoting and pricing your products. If anything comes up over and over and over again with my clients, the folks that I work with individually in groups, it's, oh my gosh, how do I price this thing? Is it magic? Is it throwing darts on a dartboard? Is there a system? You know, what does a $99 product look like? What does a $5,000 product look like? You know, what does it need to include? I have good news and I have other news if you're asking yourself these questions. So this is the good news and the other news is that it's really part art and it's part science. So generally speaking, there's three price points in the world. There's three price points for your products. There's three price points for access to your brain. Here's how I lay them out. And part of our strategic kind of program that we'll lay out towards the end here, we're going to come back to these three layers. There's low price. In my world, low price is defined as less than $199. Medium price is less than $1,999. High price is $2,000 and up. So a book, let's kind of go down the product, sort of the product gallery of things that you might have in your arsenal. A book can be $20. A manual or a toolkit or a system that comes in a binder, that might be $399. Now, quick note about that. Is it the same information? Well, it's probably very similar. The challenge for the book is that books have a very limited perceived value ceiling. A book, when you say, hey, how much does that book cost? Someone, 10 bucks, 15 bucks, 20 bucks, maybe 30 bucks on the high end. Whereas an information product has no such preconceived value limit associated with it. So think about this. I think you've seen these. I know I've seen these. There are information products that sell for $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, as high as $10,000. Now, I'm not talking about boot camps or mega coaching programs. I'm talking about just the product is $5,000, $6,000, $8,000, $10,000. And I'll give you an example. This isn't even in the entrepreneurial world only. You know, this isn't like how to become a millionaire real estate investor and you know, and that whole world. If we have some real estate pros on the call, I apologize in advance. But there's very few things that are worse and worse infested with sharks than the speaking world. The real estate world is one of them. So apologies in advance. And, you know, we get a lot of flack here, too, for all kinds of things. So in the corporate world, I'll give you an example of a $10,000 product in the corporate world. The oil and gas industry, specifically oil and gas futures investing. Now think about this, right? This is about value. This is about urgency. This is about an unmet need meeting a hungry audience that we just talked about at the top of the call. A newsletter, 10-12-page paper newsletter with extremely proprietary information about oil drilling, oil futures, oil company projects, survey research. This information is worth hundreds of thousands, millions, multi-millions of dollars. To subscribe to this paper newsletter, it comes out twice a month, so it's 24 issues a year. It is $10,000. It's $10,000. There's no coaching, there's no coach, there's no consultant, there's no program. It's information. But it's information that they cannot get anywhere else on a topic that's of urgent importance to them, highly valuable, highly relevant, and that's a $10,000 newsletter product. So all you have to do is open your mind and think more creatively about how this works. So, and again, here's where your surveys and interviews and research help. You need to know if you're solving small or medium or large problems for your target market. The soundbite is, if your product solves bigger problems, you get bigger checks. Now, ideally, when you hear the term product funnel, you're going to develop products at all three levels of need. So you're going to have an introductory product for $99 or $199. You're going to have a mid-level package or program, somewhere between $1,200 and $2,000. And then you're going to have your ultimate super-duper premium package for $4,000, $6,000, $9,000, $10,000 or up. Each of these includes not only more and better resources, but more and better access to your personal attention. You're the guru. You're the master. You're the boss. You're the mistress. You're the thought leader of this thing. So it's more one-on-one time with you. It's more coaching. It's more private mastermind groups. It's more access to you and to your expertise. So this is simpler than a lot of people want you to believe. You need to make some basic, high-integrity decisions and then put it out there as your business model. Say, hey, there's three ways that we can work together. I work with folks one-on-one. This is you talking now. I work with folks one-on-one. I have this 12-week kind of mastermind, inner circle, super-duper program, and I also have this $399 do-it-yourself toolkit that's available online at www.xyz.com. So you're going to have an outpost at each of those levels, right? So the next thing is also a lot simpler than a lot of my clients want to make it, which is the back-end systems to handle your online sales. Four words for you here, four words to the wise. Simplify, eliminate, delegate, outsource. So I want you to use the simplest and lowest cost tools you can get away with. Set them up once, and then you can forget about them. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying cut corners or be cheap, but people tend to overbuy on the technology and underuse the basics. So here's what works. A solid shopping cart solution like Kickstart Cart, One Shopping Cart, Practice Pay Solutions, or even simpler, especially if you're just starting out with online product sales, is PayPal. This is much more robust than it was only a few years ago. You can easily create, and you've seen these all over the place, you can easily create these buy it now buttons. You can integrate the PayPal shopping cart. You can now build in recurring payment plans. So if you can do a three payments over, you know, three payments of $600 and it dings their credit card automatically. So if it's an $1,800 program you're selling, it's three payments of $600. They sign up with the Buy Me Now button, and then they get dinged automatically, just like many, you know, full-blown shopping carts. And you can also run a virtual credit card terminal through PayPal. So I'll tell you, unless you're already processing $25,000 or $30,000 a month, and if you are, God bless you, unless you're already doing that, the fees are going to be just pennies more, literally pennies more than a traditional merchant account, but with a ton less hassle if you use PayPal. No programming and no need to hire anyone unless you want to. So running a full-blown shopping cart system or a marketing automation system like Infusionsoft is almost impossible to do on your own. It's like flying a Starship. So my recommendation, if you're starting out, or even if you're not, but certainly if you're starting out, keep it simple. Keep it simple. And to round out your technology platform, you can use really simple email tools like MailChimp or Constant Contact, and then I mentioned earlier SurveyMonkey and Zoomerang to do your surveys and your research. So a few simple tools like that will serve you much better than taking on too much technology and then suffering analysis paralysis as you try and figure out all that complexity. All right, let's talk about the no-hype, high-integrity methods for selling thousands of dollars of products each time that you speak, train, coach, or consult. I made mention of this earlier, that in, you know, 2 to 3 weeks, I had a client with nothing. We put together a one-page offer for 3 different levels of coaching and consulting access to her, and she sold $20,000 of it in those 3-4 engagements. So that is the very simplest thing that you can go out and do tomorrow, right? This is about mindset more than skill set. People say, well, you know, how do I offer it? How do I sell it? You know, how do I pitch it? People are so concerned about what's the script, what's the template, what are the words I need to say to get them to buy my stuff. And here's the secret, folks. They're going to buy if it serves their best interests, not yours. Your job, your only job, the only thing you should be losing sleep over is how to deliver maximum value during your first exposure to them, whether that's in a speech, a coaching call, a seminar, a training class, whatever it might be. And then there's some high integrity ways to pepper your presentation with references to your other investable opportunities. They're subtle. They're professional. No, it's not about holding up your binder and going, as it says here on page 87 in my course that you can get for $399, that's not high integrity, right? That's obvious, that's desperate, that's salesy, that's pushy, and people can smell it. So here's what you want. You want to keep it subtle. You want to keep it professional. You want to use those opportunities during your speech, during your program, during your coaching and consulting relationship to invite people to engage deeper with you and with your expertise, to gain a higher level of help on the issues that are important to their success. So the summary is, don't look for ways to sell them your products. Look for ways to solve their problems. And this is really important, folks. This is not just wordplay that I'm making here. It's really about your intent, and it's about where you're coming from. They can smell a desperate, slick, salesy sales pitch a mile away, and they can also pick up the vibe of someone who's genuinely interested in their success. In fact, that's the definition. I want to go back to a little quick definition I use all the time, which is the term trusted advisor. The definition of a trusted advisor is someone who puts their client's interest above their own, plain and simple. So if they'll be better off using and implementing and exposing themselves to your product, your program, your methodology, your training, your tools, if they'll be better off with that, that's why you want them to invest, right? It's about them. It's not about you. Now, if you decide that this is something that you'd like to work on, there are some ways of delivering your offers that are more effective than others. And again, you'll get those, but my point is that the intention behind your words are way more important than whatever specific words or scripts come out of your mouth as you're making your products available to your audiences. So you can have a great, powerful script that some guru says, well, say exactly this, right? And you can deliver it nervous and pushy and weird, and it just doesn't fit you, doesn't fit your personality, doesn't fit who you are. It's not authentic to you, and you'll sell very little. You can deliver the same verbatim script that works brilliantly for someone else, and it's a train wreck for you. Or, and here's what I recommend, you can deliver a less than perfect script with genuine care for your audience, and they'll pick up on that in a heartbeat, and they'll vote with their wallets right there on the spot, and they will buy from you. So once you're good at connecting with the audiences in front of you, both online and offline, live events, virtual events, your next challenge will be to deploy and develop a continuing stream of new prospects to fill your professional practice and your marketing database. So two strategies to share with you here. One, have a really compelling value-first offer on every page of your website that is designed to capture email addresses. Number two, connect with joint venture and affiliate partners as quickly as you possibly can. So let me summarize this section by saying this. You are in the business of collecting email addresses. Period. End of sentence. Plain and simple. Each email address is a lead who is by definition interested in your content, your value, your message, and the heartaches and headaches that you're brilliant at solving. So for every visitor that lands on your website or your blog and who does not leave you their email address, you are losing money. That's just a stone cold fact. So savvy product marketers know that their main job is offering crazy good value in exchange for permission to follow up by email. So follow up with free value, follow up with low cost value, low cost investable opportunities, your $99, $199 products. Medium value, $1,000, $1,500, $1,750, $1,999, whatever those products are for you. And then high-end value, your super premium coaching, consulting, $50,000, 12-month program, whatever it is. But your lifeline to product sales is email addresses, and the more you get, the more you can sell to both now and next week and next month and next year. Now, the second, even better way to keep your pipeline full, because that's a slow process. That's a slow and ongoing process, and you can't just snap your fingers and here's your 10,000 email addresses. But the way to get there quicker is to collaborate and share lists with other people who serve your same target market. You can call these joint venture relationships, affiliate marketing, partnerships, co-promotion, doesn't matter. The concept is the same. And here it is. Expert A has a product. Expert B has an audience. Expert B promotes Expert A to their audience in exchange for a commission or referral percentage or simply for the opportunity to get a reciprocal promotion in the future if the lists are the same size and the niches are comparable and all kinds of things. Now, I've done these for colleagues who I trust and respect. They've done these for me, some for no money changing hands, some for a little bit of money changing hands, you know, $20, $50, $100 per purchase, which is always nice, and some for a few thousand dollars per purchase, which is always nicer. However, just like with the product, it doesn't matter if it's your product or someone else's product, I don't promote them for the commission. And you have to be super careful with your reputation and your brand and the things that you start to promote. If they're not top-notch, if they're not awesome, if you wouldn't put your own name on that person's product or program or coaching or ebook or whatever, you should never sell it in this joint venture or affiliate marketing program. I can count on two hands and have a couple fingers left over. I've got six or seven people who I trust, recommend, and affiliate with. Some of these are one-way relationships. Sometimes I simply promote them. Sometimes it's one way the other way. They just promote me. And occasionally it goes both ways. But don't take this personally. This is just a business decision. They say, well, I'm always promoting your stuff and you're never promoting mine. That's okay. As long as the compensation is fair on both sides of that, that's okay. You're going to have one-way relationships in, one-way relationships out, and you're going to have a handful. These are very precious and very special, a handful of two-way relationships where they love you and your products and you love them and their products, and it's win-win-win for everybody, including your prospects, your people on your list, their people on their list, and it truly is just win-win across the board. So, okay, I've made my point there. The last concept for today is building long-term recurring revenue with licensing and certification programs. So there's really no shortcut to get here. I'm going to give you a real quick example that we're going to walk through. If you're in front of a computer, great. If you're not, you can look this up later. I've worked with some clients one-on-one in this way from beginning to end, from no product all the way to product empire. And so here's a quick example. And this is my longtime friend and client, Ford Myers, who's a fabulous career expert, career author here in suburban Philadelphia. Ford and I worked together years and years ago, for a couple of years, but it was years and years ago, to put all the building blocks of his empire together. So if you want to follow along, if you want to look into this later, Ford's website is careerpotential.com. So the first thing we did is we tightened up his consulting and coaching packages so we can make more money with less effort and more leverage. That was step one. No products involved, just okay, what are you charging, how is it working, strategy, business model, packages, etc. Then we created his first product. First product was called the Ultimate Career Guide. You can check this out online if you want to look at it. It's ultimatecareerguide.com, which was a big binder, big, huge, huge binder that sold for $100, and it's still out there. It's $97. If you or someone you know is in career transition, it is a completely fabulous, awesome product. It's the best $100 you'll ever spend. And no, there's no affiliate commission. There's no referral relationship. I just love his stuff. Number three, we then added to that binder, and we put in some audio CDs, some downloads, tools, templates, electronic forms, and we raised the price. So now it was like the super deluxe version. Then we put a book proposal together, traditionally published book proposal, based on Ford's system. Great book, right? You can get on Amazon for whatever it is, $11, $13. It's called Get the Job You Want Even When No One's Hiring. And Ford sold that book to Wiley. It's now in its third printing. It sold over 15,000 copies. Huge success for a first-time business author. He totally crushed it with the book. Then we took the method, the training, the tools in the book, in the binder, combined it with all kinds of other multimedia, audio, and video training, and we created a licensing program. The licensing program is called Ultimate Career Consultants, and it's ultimatecareerconsultants.com. That's Ford's $9,500 licensing program. The way he runs it, it's a low-volume, high-touch program. He sells between 3 and 6 of these a year to folks that he very carefully selects and screens because he's very protective of his brand, as he should be and as you should be. And so Ford now runs seminars, putting all that together. Ford now runs seminars where all these investable opportunities are available, from the $20 book all the way up to the $9,500 licensing program. And then we also worked together to help Ford create an internal, here's another product development twist, we created an internal corporate training program for executives inside organizations who want to climb the career ladder faster, and that's online at www.careerseminar.com. So once you have these products, there's going to be natural organic growth, expansion, development, new niches, new markets. You know, I point this out to you not because it happened in like 4 weeks and it was magic, but it happened over a period of years with a very intentional and focused strategy and with Ford getting help. And some of the help was free help. Some of the help was low-cost help. Some of the help was pretty expensive help. But the point is that he had a game plan, and he had patience, and he had a model, and he implemented it. Okay. Wow. So we're in the home stretch. I'm going to give you one final tip, and then I want to talk about the investable opportunity for you, the gifts, the bonuses, the discounts, the magic, the fireworks, the sliced bread, all that stuff. Here's one final tip that will give you a major strategic advantage as you start to develop ways to productize your expertise. And then, as I said, we'll get to the special offer that you'll be glad you hung around for, then we'll wrap up and send you on your way. The final tip is this: develop products that are evergreen. Do not tie your product into a current trend or something in the news that's going to fade away from memory in the coming months or years. The most successful product developers never need to update their products. Again, never need to update their products because they created them to be timeless in the first place. So how do you do that? Focus on strategies, tactics, tools, and guiding principles. To whatever extent you can, avoid all references to topical personalities, trends, technologies, and events. It's okay to want to update your products. It's never a good sign if you have to. So let me make a special offer to help you do all of what we talked about in a structured and stepwise way, to short-circuit any feelings of overwhelm and to help you disconnect your income from your personal time, attention, and presence. And then hang on for another 3 or 4 minutes to get your bonus gift, and then we're out the door. So, two different ways that we can work together during the months of February, March, and April to make your 2013 more profitable, more focused, and more fun by unlocking the power of these product development strategies that we shared today. The first way is to work with me one-on-one. This is the program where we're together, you get individualized attention, strategic support, tactical guidance. You get both the conceptual product development framework and the specific templates, tools, strategies that will help you research, create, package, promote, sell, and license your expert products. So this is having me on your team for unlimited help with product strategy, tactics, marketing, sales, platform building, everything and anything to help you grow your business. Normally, 90 days of marketing mentoring like this is $7,500. Because I've got so much other crazy stuff on my plate, I only have room for one or two folks, and I'm going to make this a crazy good deal. So if you register by the end of today, or if you send me an email by the end of today to express that you're interested in doing this, we're going to take $2,000, and for you it's only $5,500. So it's the 90-day program, not $7,500, but $5,500. If you need more time to make your decision, that's perfectly okay. And I want to put a second deadline out there for this Friday, which is the 18th. If you sign up by Friday, it's $5,900 instead of $7,500. So you can save either $2,000 or $1,600 and email me right now and put in the subject line 90-day deal. 90-day deal. That means that you want to have a conversation with me later on this afternoon, see if the program is a fit. If so, you maximize your savings. If not, we part friends, no problem. So send me the email with the subject line 90-day deal if that program looks good. The second offer, final offer, is for us to work together in a group program that begins February 5th. This is my product development toolkit program. You can see that program in detail at productdevelopmenttoolkit.com. Do not buy it on the website because it's a $1,500 program that right now you can get on the website for $1,200, but don't do that. Because if you register for it today, and I cannot believe these words are leaving my mouth, if you register for it today, you'll get in for $890. And if you need more time to make your decision, again, that's perfectly okay. Your second deadline is Friday. I still want to give it to you on Friday for $990. So you either save $300 or $200 on that 8-week group program. If you want to learn more about that or kind of just put a push pin in my inbox, email me right now and put the subject line group deal for the 8-week product development toolkit. Now, for the gift, whether you decide this is the right time for us to work together or not, I want you to have these two gifts to help make 2013 your best year yet. Products, programs, regardless of the economy, no matter what your industry is doing, no matter what your competitors are dishing out, doesn't matter. The first bonus gift is a digital copy of my 21 Secrets of Simple Marketing Success. In there, it has very specific, we talked about surveys and interviews to do your guest-free product development. The questions for that are in 21 Secrets of Simple Marketing Success. The second bonus gift is the Marketing Language Bank workbook, which will give you the exact process to craft powerful marketing language that's highly focused and effective in creating products for the exact type of clients and prospects that you're trying to reach. So that's it, my friends. Thank you. It's the top of the hour here. I'm 2 minutes past, but we started 2 minutes past, so that's okay. I want to be respectful of your time and energy and enthusiasm. There's going to be a digital download of this audio in case you want to refer back to it for your own reinforcement. You'll also get the transcript. The two offers I mentioned are active right now. To recap, it's the private one-on-one product development mentoring with 90 days of access to me to help you with every aspect of what we discussed today. Special pricing on that is $5,500. Send me the email that says 90-day deal in the subject line, and I'll know you're serious about that one. Then there's also the Product Development Toolkit Group Program that starts February 5th. Special pricing today to get you into that program is $890. The early bird special is $1,200, but for you it's $890 by today. Send me an email with group deal in the subject line. I'll know you're serious about that one. So thank you, everyone. Fantastic call. Looking forward to working with you in the future.